USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the bombing continues in Ukraine, President Zelensky has asked for a no-fly zone over his country, and the United Nations has been discussing it. However, for the United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that's a no-go.
It would essentially mean the U.S. military would be shooting down Russian planes. That is definitely escalatory. That would potentially put us into a place where we're in a military conflict with Russia. That is not something the president wants to do.
And undoubtedly, President Biden will be talking about the situation in Ukraine at his State of the Union address set for tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Other topics should include inflation, the crisis at the southern border, and a new Supreme Court Justice nominee. At his first State of the Union address, President Biden has a job approval of an all-time low of just under 37% as the nation continues to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Canada is now blocking Russian oil imports. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Canadian government took a symbolic step this week in announcing a ban on imports of crude oil from Russia in response to that country's invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The international community is rallying to support democracy and the people of Ukraine.
It should be noted Canada has not imported any crude oil from Russia since 2019.
Iowa State Auditor has now called for Governor Kim Reynolds to return nearly $450,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds that were used to pay for 21 governor's office staff members for 3 months in 2020. Auditor Rob Sand released a report that repeated his recommendation from October 2020 and last December that the funds were improperly used and should be returned. Sand said in December that the governor not only misspent the federal money but tried to conceal it by passing it through State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed the notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation, while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is still conducting its separate criminal probe. With revelers decked out in their traditional purple, green, and gold coming out to party on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, first full-dressed Mardi Gras since 2020, the fun is including back-to-back parades across the city and marches through the French Quarter. Parade routes are shorter than usual because there aren't enough police for the standard ones, even with officers working 12-hour shifts, as they always do on Mardi Gras. But with COVID-19 hospitalizations and case numbers falling worldwide, and 92% of the city's adults at least partly vaccinated, parades and other festivities are back on after a season without them. Costume partiers gathered before dawn to see the North Side Skull and Bones gang, dressed as skeletons, wake up the city's Trem neighborhood, reminding everyone of their mortality. From then on, it was let the good times roll with celebrations in just about every corner of the city, leading to the ceremonial clearing of Bourbon Street at midnight. Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.